Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called How to Unlock 7 Hidden Funding Sources Every New Entrepreneur Must Know Before Launch. Now let's get started with today's show. Most entrepreneurs chase investors too early and fail, but there's a proven funding ladder that 90% ignore, starting with money you can access this week. Think of funding like climbing a mountain. You wouldn't attempt Everest without first mastering smaller peaks. Yet most founders pitch VCs before they've even laced up their boots. Here's the truth about smart funding. Bootstrap smart, not broke. Revenue-based bootstrapping beats savings depletion every time. Your existing skills aren't just talents, they're funding sources. Pre-sales, service consulting, MVP validation, these generate immediate cash flow. The question every entrepreneur asks is, what funding options are available initially? The answer lives in your network and abilities right now, but bootstrapping has limits. This brings us to the bridge funding sweet spot. Friends, family, and strategic angels enter after you prove initial traction. We're talking $10,000 to $50,000, enough to bridge the gap between bootstrap and serious investment. This phase funds team expansion and market validation. Let me share Sarah's story. She bootstrapped her HR software to $15,000 monthly recurring revenue through consulting. Those numbers helped her raise $40,000 from family and former colleagues. That bridge funding hired 2 developers and reached $100,000 ARR in 8 months. Only then did VCs take her seriously. Here's when to level up to institutional money. VCs and institutional investors want proof of product market fit. 100,000 plus ARR or clear growth metrics unlock serious funding conversations. Most entrepreneurs pitch too early and burn bridges with premature asks. Think of it this way. Funding isn't about convincing someone your idea is brilliant. It's about demonstrating you can execute. Each funding stage requires different proof points. Bootstrap proves you can start. Bridge funding proves you can grow. Institutional money proves you can scale. So what should you do right now? Write down 3 ways you can generate $1,000 this month using your current skills. That's your real starting point, not a pitch deck. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.